This lecture is going to have a look at how important records and returns are in the VAT system. We are going to start off by having a look at the kinds of records which all VAT registered traders are required to keep. Now, because VAT is collected at every level along a chain of supply, it is important that records should exist of all transactions made and received by a business. The importance of records is paramount when the business wants to claim a refund of tax, because they will need to be able to prove that the tax they are reclaiming was, in the first place, paid by the business, and, to be honest, the best proof is the records that the business keeps.
From the 1st of April 2009, a common framework of record keeping has been introduced for most direct taxes and VAT. For example, under the new rules, information is required to be kept rather than records. The detailed rules for each tax, however, remain unchanged. For VAT, the general requirements are set out in the VAT regulations of 1995 in Regulation 31.
Each taxable person has an obligation to keep and to preserve his business accounting records, copies of all tax invoices which have been issued by the business, all tax invoices which have been received by the business, documentation relating to all imports and exports, and documentation relating to all EC acquisitions of goods and dispatches of goods. Credit notes, debit notes, and similar documents which evidence changes in the consideration for supplies made or received, and that includes documentation both issued by the business and received by the business. A VAT account. Business records must be kept for a minimum of 6 years unless an agreement is reached with customs for a shorter retention period. So an awful lot of records have to be kept for a very long period of time, and the trader may like to think of ways in which he can reduce the storage burden. It is possible for a trader, instead of keeping original paper records, to keep copies on microfilm or microfiche. This will be allowed if the copies can be produced for customs to view, and that there are adequate facilities for customs officers to view them. The trader must seek permission of customs if he wishes to retain records on microfilm or microfiche. In a similar way, if a trader wishes to keep records on computer, then he must get approval for the system he is going to use from customs. Approval will not be needed if the records are going to be produced by computer, but then stored on paper. The required contents of the VAT account are specified in the VAT Regulations 1995 in Regulation 32. The VAT account must be divided into separate parts for the different prescribed accounting periods for which the business makes VAT returns. Then each part must be subdivided into a tax payable portion and a tax allowable portion. In the VAT payable portion, for each VAT return period, it should show the output tax due on all sales made in that period, the output tax due on all the acquisitions of goods from other EU member states in the period, any earlier output tax errors that have been discovered during this period where adjustment is allowed in the current period, any increases or decreases in output tax which have arisen during the period from changes in the consideration for supplies. An example of this would be a price adjustment or some sort of dispute that has resulted in a change of output tax. Finally, any other adjustments to output tax which are required or allowed under the VAT legislation. In the VAT allowable portion for each return period, you have to show the input tax allowable for the period on all supplies made to the business in the VAT period, also the input tax allowable for the period on intra-EU acquisitions. If any earlier input tax errors were discovered during the period, then any adjustments being made in the current period must also be shown. Also, any increases or decreases in input tax arising during the period from changes in the consideration for supplies received. So, once again, price adjustments, disputes, and so on. Finally, any other adjustments to input tax which are required or allowed under the VAT legislation. Now, examples of adjustments required or allowed under the VAT legislation are things like a partial exemption annual adjustment, a capital goods scheme adjustment, or a bad debt relief claim. These are the sorts of adjustments you could see in both the VAT payable and the VAT allowable portion of the VAT account. Apart from the records needed by all traders, if a trader operates a special scheme, then he is usually subject to special record keeping requirements on top. These requirements will be specified by customs, usually in notices which have the force of law for this purpose. A special scheme usually results in extra record-keeping requirements. Special record-keeping requirements arise for retail schemes, margin schemes, second-hand goods schemes, bad debt relief claims, and for traders using the cash accounting scheme. The tax invoice is probably the most important document for VAT purposes. In order to be a valid tax invoice, it must show all of the following information: an identifying invoice number, the date of supply, the date where the tax invoice is being issued, the supplier's name and address, and the supplier's VAT registration number. Now, if a supply has been made to a customer in another EU member state, then the VAT registration number must be prefixed by the letters GB. It must show the recipient's name and address, and if the recipient is in another EU member state, then it must show the recipient's VAT registration number in that member state. From the 1st of January 2004, there is a requirement to include unit price on an invoice, as it applies to countable goods or services. For services, the countable element might be, for example, an hourly rate or a price for standard services. If the supply cannot be broken down into countable elements, then the total tax exclusive price will be the unit price. Additionally, the unit price may not need to be shown at all if it is not normally provided in a particular business sector and is not required by the customer. There must also be a description sufficient to identify the goods or services being supplied.
Continuing with the tax invoice, the invoice must also, for each description on that invoice, show the quantity of goods or the extent of services supplied, show the rate of VAT applicable, and the amount that is being charged, which is net of VAT, in any currency.
The invoice must also show the total amount being charged. If a cash discount is offered, the invoice must show the rate of discount.
The invoice must show the total amount of tax chargeable expressed in sterling.
Where a tax invoice is required, the trader has an obligation to issue the tax invoice within 30 days after the tax point.
The UK has not taken up the option available in the directive for member states to require invoices for suppliers in their territory to show the customer's VAT registration number. The customer's VAT registration number will only be required on invoices provided to persons in other member states as per Regulation 14.2C SI 1995/2518. Invoices do not currently have to be issued for zero rate and exempt transactions when supplied in the UK, and this will not change. If such suppliers are included on invoices with taxable supplies, those items must show clearly that there is no VAT payable, and their values must be totaled separately. Paragraph 16.5 of Noticed 700, the VAT Guide. However, UK businesses may still have to issue VAT invoices for zero rate or exempt supplies made to customers in other member states, if those other member states require them. These invoices should either indicate that the supply is exempt, or refer to the relevant provision in EU or UK law.
This means that information such as the description of the goods, e.g. medical supplies, or the customer, e.g. health service, will be enough to indicate that a supply is exempt for invoicing purposes. From the 1st of October 2007, all invoices must bear a sequential number by which the invoice can be identified. Customs allow the issue of a less detailed invoice in certain circumstances. Effectively, two conditions must be satisfied for a less detailed invoice to be allowable. First of all, the supplier must be a retailer, so must be selling directly to the public.
And secondly, the value of the supply, including VAT, must be less than £250.
If both conditions are satisfied, a less detailed invoice can be issued, which will comprise of the following: the name, address, and VAT registration number of the supplier, the date of the supply, a description sufficient to identify the goods or the services supplied, the total payable, which is including VAT, and the rate of tax applicable. A credit card voucher can be used as a less detailed tax invoice, provided that the retailer adapts it to show the information required. A retailer can also issue a tax invoice in a modified form if the customer agrees. The modification would be to show separate supplies and tax-inclusive values and the total VAT, and the total of the VAT inclusive and exclusive values of supplies at different rates.
A tax invoice for petrol may be issued as a less detailed invoice if the value of the supply is below £250.
If the value, however, is £250 or more, then you are allowed to show the vehicle registration number instead of the customer's name and address, and you can omit details of the quantity supplied.
A cash and carry wholesaler is also allowed to use till slips as tax invoices, provided that he maintains proper code lists and can provide up-to-date copies of these code lists to all VAT registered customers.
Okay, now it is time for a question. Have a look at this tax invoice. Look at it carefully and decide if there is anything wrong with it. When you are happy with your answer, click on the answer button and we will discuss this question. Okay. Let's have a look at the model answer. Well, I hope you realized that this was a less detailed tax invoice.
The little card shop is clearly a retailer, and the value of the supply, including VAT, is less than £250. So a less detailed tax invoice is acceptable to be issued by this trader.
On a less detailed tax invoice, we need the name, address, and VAT registration number of the supplier. We have got the name, we have got the address, and we have got the VAT registration number, so far so good. We also need the date of the supply, and yes, we have got that as well. We then need a description sufficient to identify the goods or services supplied. We are told that there are various Glorious Santa Christmas cards and some gift wrapping, so that is a sufficient enough description for me. A less detailed invoice needs to show the total, including VAT, which ours does. £23.08. And finally, a less detailed invoice has to show the rate of tax applicable, and that is where this tax invoice falls down. We do not see which rate of VAT is applicable to our item, hence it is not a valid tax invoice. So there is just one item that is incorrect in respect of this less detailed tax invoice.
The invoicing directive allows for electronic invoicing using an advanced electronic signature or electronic data interchange, EDI. All member states must accept these two methods. Member states can also accept other means of e-invoicing for supplies on their territory. Electronic signatures are linked to the data to which they relate in such a way as to allow someone receiving the data over an electronic network to determine the authenticity of the origin of the data and to check that the data has not been altered or corrupted during transmission. EDI is a computer-to-computer exchange of structured data that permits automatic processing by the recipient. It is more commonly used for high-volume data transfers between businesses using agreed standards, for example UN EDIFACT, to structure the data. Customs do not publish a definitive list of acceptable systems, since new technologies are constantly emerging. Customs are keen to facilitate the development of electronic invoicing systems, and criteria for e-invoicing will be set out in the new notice 700/63, Electronic Invoicing. Provided that a particular invoicing system meets these criteria, it can be used to transmit VAT invoices. A trader will have to notify customs within 30 days from the date that he starts to invoice electronically. However, if customs have already given approval for the trader to invoice electronically, he does not need to notify customs again. It will be for businesses to decide whether to invoice by traditional paper methods or electronically. Indeed, some businesses may use both methods for separate supplies or suppliers. If a business is not e-enabled, it may not be able to receive e-invoices. Whether e-invoicing is appropriate is a commercial matter, and customs cannot oblige a business to e-invoice or make customs accept it if they do not want to. Rules on e-storage are in keeping with existing rules on record keeping and production, i.e., records must be produced within a reasonable period of time, either at the principal place of business or another reasonable place. Compression of data will be permitted to allow far more efficient storage,
providing that integrity and authenticity of data can be maintained. The retention period for invoices remains at 6 years, unless customs agree a shorter retention period.
We are now going to turn our attention to VAT returns. A taxable person must furnish a VAT return, which is basically Form VAT 100, in respect of each prescribed accounting period. Now, a prescribed accounting period is usually a 3-month period, although traders can request to have monthly prescribed accounting periods. Prescribed accounting periods are staggered for administrative convenience and can be the quarters ended the 31st of March, the 30th of June, the 30th of September, or the 31st of December for Stagger Group 1, or the 30th of April, the 31st of July, the 31st of October, or the 31st of January for Stagger Group 2, or staggered by one more month for the quarter ended the 31st of May, the 31st of August, 30th of November, and the end of February for Stagger Group 3. For each of these three stagger groups, the VAT year end will end on either the 31st of March, the 30th of April, or the 31st of May as appropriate. The stagger groups are allocated to traders when they register for VAT. Traders can request certain accounting dates for their convenience, but the allocation is entirely at customs discretion. Now, the VAT return deals with all UK transactions that fall within VAT, and also will include entries for intra-EU trade, as well as tax on imported goods, which have to be dealt with on the VAT return. The VAT return is completed as follows. Box 1 shows the output tax due on supplies and deemed supplies made by a taxable person. Box 2 shows the VAT due on acquisitions from other EU countries. Box 3 shows the total of Box 1 and 2, so the total VAT due on sales and on EU acquisitions. Box 4 shows the input tax available for credit on all purchases, so that will include imports and EU acquisitions. Box 5 is effectively the net figure, so Box 3 minus Box 4, and thus will show the VAT payable to or by the commissioners. The remainder of the VAT return really is to collect statistical information, partly for checking the reasonableness of the input and output tax figures, but also in respect of information on trade with other EU member states. So in Box 6, we show the total value of sales and all other outputs, but this excludes VAT, made during the period, and will include the amount shown in Box 8. In Box 7, we show the total value of purchases and all other inputs, again excluding VAT, received during the period, and this includes the amount shown in Box 9. So what do we show in Boxes 8 and 9? Well, in Box 8, we show the total value of all supplies of goods and related services excluding VAT to other EU member states. And in Box 9, we show the value of all acquisitions of goods and related services, excluding any VAT, from all other EU member states. Although all 9 boxes should be completed, if you have nothing to put in a box, you should write none. Most traders who do not have any transactions with other EU countries will only actually be entering figures in boxes 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. As you can see, the VAT return has to be signed by a relevant person and then submitted with a cheque for payment of any VAT due within 1 month of the end of the prescribed accounting period for which the return is made.
For a business that makes use of electronic means of payment, then an extension of 7 days is given.
From the 1st of April 2010, paper returns are being phased out. Since then, all newly registered traders and all traders with an annual turnover of over £100,000 are required to file returns online and make payments electronically. Now it is time for a question. JJ Limited has an accounting year end on the 31st of January 2011.
The company is in VAT Stagger Group 2. VAT returns to which quarters were made based on this year's results? You have got to click A, B, or C to answer this question. Good luck.
The correct answer was A. A shows the quarterly VAT returns that you would have to make if you were allocated into Stagger Group 2.